Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach feel from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heel. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say be slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free, but I still believe in my freedom. So my mind can see, please let me be free.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I keep chopping my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Keenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than beat up in hell. Well, well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harriet, bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom. So my mind can see, please let me be. Let me be free.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at ChristianTalkRadio.com here at Blog Talk Radio. My name is Malicia and I'm your host at Christian Talk Radio. And if you've not joined me before, this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio at Blog Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like you to go to my website at www.ChristianTalkRadio.website. Again, that is www.ChristianTalkRadio.website, where you can access all the Bible studies on demand. It is so important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divide the word of truth. I said, rightly divide the word of truth. You know, the word of truth can be wrongly divided, my brothers and my sisters. I said, the word of truth can be wrongly divided. That's why it's so important that we take our time and study it to make sure that we are rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, some people, they come to me and they say, well, you know what, I don't really understand the word. You know, I don't understand what the Bible is trying to say. But see, what you have to do, you have to pray and ask Father God for wisdom, that you might learn, that you might understand what he is telling you in his word. I can explain it to you the best way that I can, but only you, through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, will be able to understand exactly what the word is saying. And you know what? You're not supposed to argue about the word of God, so I don't. I don't argue about the word of God. If you disagree with what I'm saying, I'm coming straight from the word. I'm coming straight from the Bible. Then what you have to do is you have to show me where it says it in the word something different than what I've told you. Because if I tell you what the word says, and I'm already knowing what it's saying, I'm just trying to get you to understand what it's saying. If I'm telling you what the word is saying and you disagree with what I'm saying, and that's your prerogative to disagree. That's your prerogative, but you have to understand what you are disagreeing about. So if you're just disagreeing because you disagree with what I say, that does not mean it's no good to anybody, because you cannot even explain why you are disagreeing with what I am saying. If I'm telling you what the truth of the word of God, and just because you don't agree with it does not mean it's not right. What you have to do is show me where it says in the Bible that something different than what I just told you. If I put something out there and you disagree with it, then you tell me. You know, I'm not hard to understand. And you tell me where it is that I erred in. Where is it? I need to know that. I need to know where I erred in, because if you're telling me something that's different than what I'm saying, then show me. So, as I was saying, and as I was, you know, the Holy Spirit
was,
you know, came to me
early this morning and was showing me some things. And well, let me say this. It's okay to disagree with me. I have problems with disagreeing with me. First of all, let's get that out of the way. So the Holy Spirit was showing me some things. And my thing, you know, I don't know why the Holy Spirit showed it to me, but, you know, he showed me about the climates and about seasons. You know, what was going on today, you know, because somebody said the climate was man-made. No, sir. I beg to differ. I beg to differ on that, what you just said. Because climate is not man-made. Okay. Well, you said, well, climate change is man-made. Climate change is not man-made. Because if you say that climate change is man-made, then you're saying that the seasons are man-made. So you're taking away from Father God his creation. Because if he created the heavens and the earth, he created the moon and the stars. He created the air that we breathe. He created the ice. He created the rain. He created all of that. If you don't believe that he created it, then we need to go back and visit Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, which part of in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, do you not understand? Do you even know what climate is, what the meaning of climate is? Climate is the weather conditions prevailing in an area over a long period of time. So it's the weather conditions, and the weather is made by Father God. The weather is not man-made. I said the weather is not man-made. If it was, then you'd be telling it when it rains, and you'd be telling it when it snows, and you'd be telling it when it gets cold, and you'd be telling, man would be in control of the weather.
A man is not in control of the weather. That's why we can't stop tornadoes. That's why we can't stop floods. That's why we can't stop hurricanes. So stop giving man glory for something that he did not do. Climate change is not man-made, first of all. I don't care who said it was. It is not. Climates do change. Weather does change. But man is not in control of what the weather does or what the climate does. Neither is he in control of the seasons. Because if he was in control of the climate, then he would be in control of the weather, and then he would be in control of the seasons. Man, seasons, weather, climate is not man-made. Let's get that out there first. Let's get that out there. So I beg to differ. I don't care who said it. It is wrong. Climate change is not man-made. But climate will change. The weather will change. Seasons do to do with man. What does have something to do with man is greed. See, pollution is made by man. You're right about that. Pollution that goes up in the air and that's polluting our waters and killing our fish and killing the birds and causing disease, pollution is man-made. So let's not get it twisted and say that climate is man-made because man's greedy nature, and you want to put nature and greed in the same box and call it climate change. No, sir. Let's call it what it is, greed and greedy. Okay? Greed and greedy has nothing to do with nature, has nothing to do with Father God. Greed and greedy is man-made. Let's call it what it is. But it has nothing to do with changing nature and climate. Because if it did, we would need Father God to tell us in his word that seasons and climates will change because he changes them. This is something that Father God has done for a century, okay? This is something he has done for centuries. He even talks about earthquakes in the Bible. See, if you would read your Bible, then you would know what Father God is in control of, see. Man cannot make anything change that Father God created as his climate and his season. Man does not control that, see. He does not control that. Seasons will change, and so will climate. But man does control his pollution, his greed, and his greedy. He controls that. But the pollution that's polluting the world and the oceans and the seas and the birds, that pollution is man-made. But don't get it twisted and call it climate change because nature and greed is put together in one lump. And you want to say, well, it's climate change because of the pollution. No, it's greed because of the pollution. It's greed because it's pollution. It's making people sick, and it's killing birds, and it's killing oceans, animals that are in the oceans, and fish, and birds, and everything else. Pollution is killing it, but it has nothing to do with the climate, though. It has nothing to do with the climate. Your pollution has nothing to do with the climate, because Father God controls that. I don't care what your scientists say. I don't care who told you that. This is the thing here. I'm going to tell you what Father God thinks about your scientists. Okay? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 and 25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 19, it says, the scripture says, and this is why I don't care what scientists say, this is my backup scripture for I don't care. I don't. I-O-N. Not I don't, but I don't care. That's how we say it in the South.
I don't care what the scientists say or who you heard it from. What does the Bible say about it? What does the Bible say about it? The scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the scholars. So you're not as smart as you think you are, see, as a scientist or as a scholar. Because the Bible tells me that Father God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the scholars. Why did he say that? Because you ain't as smart as you think you are. You think you can tell somebody the climate is man-made and that climate change is man-made when God had already told us that he created the heavens and the earth and he created everything in it, the weather, stars, and the moon. The sun can't shine unless Father God says for it to shine, it won't rain unless he tells it to rain. Okay. So man ain't in control of that. Man ain't in control of nothing for real. He just thinks he is. And this is the point here. The Bible says, so then, the Bible asks a question for these smart folk, these scientists and these scholars. The Bible asks a question. So then, where does that lead the scholars? Question mark. Where does that lead the wise? Question mark, are the skillful debaters of this world? Question mark. God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. And then there's an exclamation point behind the foolishness. Father God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. That's why he asked the question, the Bible says, so then where does that lead the scholars? Where does that lead the wise? They're scientists, you're smart folk, the people that are saying that it's a man-made climate change. Where does that lead you all? Where does it lead the skillful debaters of this world? And the Bible is so awesome and answers the same question. It says, for God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. That's what it is. That's foolishness. And you ain't as smart as you think you are. I don't care what scientific method that you say. That if you, let me tell you something. If you come against the Bible, what the Bible says, and you try to say something scientific, you know, that's where they get man was made from a monkey from your scientific theories. Man was made from a monkey. That's what they tell people. But see, we that know the Bible, we know better than that. But because you're scientists, the same type of scientists that are saying that climate change is man-made, said the man created a monkey. Man was made from a monkey. So who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the Bible, or you're going to believe man? See, who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? That's the question right there. The Bible says, the Father God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the scholars. Who is the scholars? You know who the scholars are. See, the problem is with man thinks he knows everything. That's why Father God says the wisdom of man is foolishness. Foolishness. Read that again because somebody need to hear this. So then where does that leave the wise or the scholars or the skillful debaters of this world? That's what the Bible asks, the question. And for everyone, and for every question is asked, it has a question mark on the end. Where does that leave the wise? Question mark. Are the scholars? Question mark. Are the skillful debaters of this world? Question mark. The answer is coming. God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1:20. Then he goes on to say, for God in his wisdom made it impossible. For God in his wisdom made it impossible for people to know him by means of their own wisdom. Listen to me now. That's why it's so important to say the word of God, to show yourself approved unto who? Not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly. I don't care what the world says. I'm telling you, you need to rightly divide this word of truth. The Bible says, for God in his wisdom made it impossible for people to know him by means of their own wisdom. Instead, by means of the so-called, what man calls foolish message we preach. See, man thinks that we're preaching a foolish message. You know, because I said that climate change is not man-made, somebody already said that's foolishness. See, man will call me foolish because I'm telling you what the gospel says. So they're calling me foolish. Now, she don't know what she's talking about. She's foolish. She said, I'm crazy. Okay. The Bible just told me that the means of the so-called foolish message that we preach, man thinks it's a foolish message. And Father God knows it. Is that God decided to save those who believe by what? By the gospel truth. That's why. So you're telling me that I'm crazy because I'm saying that climate change is not man-made. Father God says that you're crazy for saying that it is man-made. See, because you think it's foolishness that I said that it's not man-made. Man has nothing to do with the climate. He has something to do with creation, yes. Work on that, see. Work on that. And stop trying to change it and make it seem like man has control over what God has already spoken for. See, because he does not. I said, because he does not. I said, because he does not. And some people say, well, you know, the scientists, I told you what Father God said about the scientists. I'm not going to read that scripture anymore. God already read it to you. I mean, how many times do I have to, which part of, where does that leave the wise, are the scholars, are the skillful debaters of this world? God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. Do you not understand? For you. And don't tell me, well, I got a doctorate and a PhD and a master's. Oh, good for you. Happy for you. But guess what? That doesn't mean a hill of beans when it comes to God's word. When it comes to Father God's truth in his word, your master's, PhDs, and doctors, glad you got them. I'm not taking anything away from you, but I am saying that that does not mean a hill of beans when it comes to Father God's word, because the Bible tells me that the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man, and the truth, only the truth of the word of God will set you free. So I don't care if you are degreed up, as they call it. I don't care if you are degreed from the front to the back. I'm not taking that away from you. That's a good thing if you went to college that long and got your degree. But you are not smarter than Father God. Don't you forget it. I don't care how many degrees you got behind your name, DMD, PhD, so on and so forth. Don't you get it twisted, my brothers and my sisters. You are not smarter than Father God. You're not. You are not smarter than Father God. And while you was getting degreed up, you should also, while you're getting your degree, study your Bible, study the Word of God, so you can be humble while you got that degree. Because, see, a degree can only take you so far. See, I don't care how many degrees you got behind your name, that does not give you a place in heaven. Because Father God does not see your degree. He don't see those degrees that you have. I'm glad you got them. But Father God does not see those degrees. He is not a respecter of persons. So he don't see you no better than he sees a man that's with a strict. The strict swifter. He don't care about how many degrees that you've got behind your name, my brothers and my sisters. He don't care about how long you went to college. Because to him, you're no better than a man that never went to college and never set foot in a college dorm.
may understand what I'm saying to you. Anyway, it's been a pleasure to talk to you tonight. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Say about it. Put it on your Facebook page. It's all about God. It's never about me. If it was about me, I'd go somewhere and have a seat. Have a blessing. I can say it tomorrow at the same time. And say, be blessed.